I broke up with you. I'm done.
What?
Something. When y'all file for divorce, it's over.
You need to get your hearing on, babe.
Fuck off!
Probably
not. Hey, ma'am, where are your bags?
We do need to pay for the blood.
Okay, go ahead, ma'am.
When y'all file for divorce, it's over.
Yeah, because usually guys don't strike
y'all
first.
Y'all not emotional like that.
Nah, so whatever it was.
What could it have been?
Right. There's two reasons why a man leaves his wife or file for divorce. Number one is another woman pushing him to do it, okay? Or number two is something real foul went down.
What I'm going to be doing is starting an argument with Juan and then throwing my engagement ring out the window, you guys. Like, I know this sounds crazy. I was even second guessing myself because things could get serious today, okay? You guys know how hard Juan worked to get me and my beautiful engagement ring. I'm about to head inside, get Juan, and then we'll be on our way.
Oh, you got it. Wrestling, you got it. That's all you want to say just to dismiss me, right? Look at me when I'm talking to you.
Babe, I'm driving. I'm driving. I gotta pay attention to the road. Why are you grabbing my face?
Because you're just ignoring me now, and it's rude.
Listening to you. Every time I talk, you say I'm not listening to you. So I'm not talking, I'm listening to you. What do you want me to do?
I don't even want this anymore. Like, bro, that's really how I'm feeling. Like, okay? F*** this ring. You don't care, right? F*** this ring.
Are you f***ing kidding me? Are you kidding me? Bro, just threw your f***ing ring out the window.
That's how I'm feeling.
The ring that I bought you, you just threw it out the window.
Husband crossed the line when he left his wife at the airport. The husband explained they had about 15 minutes until boarding started, and his wife insisted on going to Starbucks, which was on a different terminal. He told her she didn't have time, but she didn't listen. He waited as long as possible, but when the gate agent was about to close the door, he decided to get on the plane, and the wife did not make the connection.
Yeah, throw the whole wife away. First of all, he was going to visit his daughter. So when the wife decided to go to another terminal with 15 minutes to board the plane, she made him make a choice between her and his daughter. Erica. So there was a trip planned before. She overslept, so they already missed the flight. So this is the second time that they're going to try to see his daughter. So when she decided that she was going to delay or just take her sweet time, like the plane was supposed to wait for her, then he did the right thing and he got his butt on that plane to go see his daughter.
I broke up with you. I'm done.
What?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
No, are you serious?
Yes.
Say it again.
I broke up with you.
Okay.
We're being real and honest with ourselves. If your partner did this to you, the relationship is over. To do that to someone, you can't mend it. You can't. You honestly can't fix it. As you know, it took this guy a minimum of like 30 minutes to an hour to get to the point where it was before she just knocked it down for bants. Like, there was no reason. She wasn't filming the prank herself. She was just fucking about for no reason. She decided to come ruin his day. You think I'm gonna spend my time setting up all these cups and you're gonna knock it down for fun and we're gonna be cool afterwards? You're mad. You can be my friend, my sibling, my parent, my girlfriend. There's no peace. It'll be only revenge. I can't lie, there's only revenge that'll be coming out of this. I don't think it's sunk in how deeply she's violated him. Just by the way she said okay at the end. Guy's actually done. He's finished with her. He's absolutely done with the relationship. He's probably never coming back to this house. He's probably booked a flight and headed out and never going to see you again. And I'll completely understand it.
Y'all gotta see this.
He told me we're going out for drinks, right? Why don't we pull up at a Starbucks?
And what's wrong with that?
I got dressed like this to go to Starbucks?
Yeah, I told you it was gonna be a casual date.
Does she even know what casual mean?
A casual as in getting drinks. So I dress in a whole dress, heels and everything.
Okay, so...
And we're getting coffee? You think I deserve a coffee date?
The way you acting, you don't deserve no goddamn date.
First date should be casual.
Do you not comprehend who I am, what I look like, and you think that I deserve a coffee date?
The coffee date was to get to know who you are.
Get to know somebody before you go on a date, because this is not a date.
Don't do this. Don't
this is a cheap date. Their drinks are like $5.
Girl, Starbucks costs more than alcoholic drinks.
You want to take me home? I look like this.
And you can get any other date, right? Just like you said, you can get any dude to come and pay for your meal and take you out and wine on you, right?
Yeah, but where they at?
So if money's no option, then why aren't we going on a date?
One, you trying to put me on blast. Like, you got your phone out filming this interaction right now.
I've never had a grown man take me to Starbucks for a date.
I've never had a grown man in general. Because, you know, you're acting real unappreciative. Like, you expect me to take you to some $5 restaurant.
You're not serious. Are you?
Go ahead and get
Oh, now you worried about a date after you done belittled this man. Why don't you go call all the men that you claim will wine and dine your unappreciative ass?
Okay, guys, I have a question. Because this has happened to me multiple times.
All right, I'll be more than happy to answer it. But just to be clear, I'm going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Okay?
Okay, so start talking to a guy and he says all these really nice things. And then after months, it's like they wake up one morning and they're like, changed my mind. And they just kind of quit talking. And you're like, what just happened? I have no idea. Like, what is wrong with me? Does this happen to everybody? I don't know. I'm totally confused, but I don't want to do this anymore. It sucks. I'm done. Like, done. Like, put me out the pasture. I'm done.
All right, let's address it. And let me start off by saying, I mean, no ill will. I'm just trying to help you out and answer your question. And I'm going to be brutally honest with you, even though, as I said in the beginning, it's not what you want to hear. But it's what you need to hear. Now, we really don't have a lot of context to work with, but I feel pretty comfortable in saying one of two things is going on here. And both of them are the common mistakes that today's modern women make when dating. So you're not alone in this. In fact, you're the norm. The first mistake, well, it's chasing the Chads, chasing those super hot guys that fit in the top 5, 10, or 15%. The ones every woman wants, but only a few can get, at least in long-term relationships, that is. Now, those Chads, well, they know how to play the game. They're going to tell you what you want to hear so they can string you along and get a little something-something as they do. But when that gets old or boring or they find somebody else to go after, they're going to toss you aside, stop talking to you, and just move on. So that's one possibility. The other possibility, and the one that might be a little bit more painful to hear, is that guys are figuring out after a while, you're not bringing anything to the table that they're looking for. You see, most women think that men want the very same things they do. Things like a good job, a good career, a house, a home, wealth, all those things that women list time and again. But none of those things matter in the least to men. We couldn't care less what your career is or job title, how much money you make, or how much you have sitting in the bank. What we're looking for is things like respect, acknowledgement, honesty, and the big one, peace. Something very few women make the slightest effort at giving or even acknowledging that it exists. And guys, for good or bad, will be patient and look and see if you're going to offer that to him. They'll even put up with your outrageous demands and expectations for a little while to see if you'll offer him that peace. And it may take a few weeks or months for them to figure it out. But once they do, if they're not going to get anything out of the relationship, they're going to walk and never look back. And that is something that is happening more and more. Men are done playing games. They're done with the one-sided relationships. But ladies, you haven't caught on to that fact. You're still playing the game by the old rules, which is why you're ending up the way you are. So my honest, genuine advice to you is, first of all, don't listen to your girlfriends about what might be going on. Because more often than not, in fact, 99% of the time, They're completely wrong, and they're going to give you bad information. Next, there must be men in your life, somewhere in your circle. Sit down and talk to them. Explain to them in detail what's going on, and ask them for their advice. But here's the key part. You then need to listen to it, not with emotion, but with an analytical mind. Because more often than not, women hear things and react to them emotionally, especially if it's something painful to hear, you know, like this video, instead of realizing it for what it is. Information to be used, analyzed, and which can then allow you to make changes for the better. And that perhaps is the most important thing of all. You need to accept that the problem, the common denominator with all those men that have walked away from you, is you. Don't do what most women do, which is find a way to blame all the men. Instead, take accountability and responsibility and try and figure out what it is you're doing that's turning men off. If it's chasing the Chads, stop chasing them. Stop rejecting the good guys. And if it is the good guys, genuinely try and find out what you are not offering to them so that you then can offer it to them, and hopefully they won't walk away. I don't know if you'll listen to it. Most women don't. But there it is. There's the answer to your question. Hopefully, it helps.